USA Radio News with Wendy King.
International trade is one of the main topics at the G7 summit in France, and President Trump is touting a big handshake trade deal with Japan. All seven world leaders met for a session on the global economy, called for by President Trump. A senior administration official says the White House feels French President Emmanuel Macron is spending too much time on topics like climate change and gender equality. They say he only wants to score political points and isolate President Trump. Mr. Trump later announced the new trade deal with Japan.
It's billions and billions of dollars. Tremendous for the farmers.
He also commented on this weekend's missile test from North Korea.
I'm not happy about it, but again, he's not in violation of an agreement.
The session will wrap up on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Attorneys for Harvey Weinstein say he can't get a fair trial in the world's media capital. That question is now looming over the sexual assault case against the disgraced movie mogul. The jury selection is set for early next month. Weinstein's lawyers want the trial moved out of New York City because of pretrial publicity. An appeals court would rule on the request as early as Monday. Weinstein also is due in court. He's going to be arraigned on a new indictment. With Labor Day only a week away, the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline continues to drop.
The U.S. average price of regular grade gasoline at the pumps is $2.66. It's down more in this two-week period than in prior periods. It's down 8 cents.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the highest price in the United States is in Honolulu, Hawaii at $3.57 a gallon. The lowest is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at $2.07 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
After yesterday's lightning-filled round in Atlanta, there's a new PGA champion. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
After severe lightning forced yesterday's third round of play to be suspended, it was a very long day at the Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta, as Rory McIlroy closed his day with a birdie, shot 4 under 66 in the final round to finish at 18 under and win the PGA Tour Championship. American Xander Schauffele finished at 14 under for second. Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas finished tied for third at minus 13. It was the highest paying day also in golf history, with McIlroy taking home $15 million and the trophy for tour champion. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A second Republican will challenge President Trump in his bid for re-election, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former one-term Republican Illinois congressman turned conservative talk radio host Joe Walsh is running for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination, saying why in a video that he posts on Sunday morning.
We have someone in the White House who we all know is unfit. Someone who lies virtually every time he opens his mouth.
Later on ABC's This Week, Walsh called Trump a child. This makes two challengers to the president, as former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld announced to run back in April. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.